oppose moving this onto the floor, but the better part of valor may be just waiting a week and getting a few things worked out first.
Mr. Chair. Representative Johnson.
It is ready for prime time, but it's controversial. And so we are still, I'd be comfortable moving forward with it as is, but there are certainly some groups that are unhappy with pieces of it, and we are trying to work with them to see if we can smooth that out. But it's ready to go, and I'd like to move it now.
Maybe Representative Johnson, to recommend the bill to pass. Obviously, we'll put it on the general register, but we could hold off on calendaring the bill for a week to see if you can work out some differences, if you're okay with that.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Solberg.
Well, Mr. Chair, one of the difficulties with doing that, however, is that we're not allowed then to have testimony from interested parties. We're in committee, we are able to allow people who may have a difficulty with it to come and testify why they're supporting it or why they have difficulty with it. We put it on the House floor, we are then taking all that public testimony away from it and having it all worked out. We're trusting other people to work it out. And that's just,
Representative Johnson, has the bill had testimony in committees, or which committees has the bill gone through?
The bill has gone through four committees: health, civil law, judiciary, and commerce. So we've had lots of testimony. I know what the issues are, and we're trying to do what's less.
Okay. Representative Seifert?
Well, I have my question answered.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Tenza?
Well, Mr. Chair, I guess to raise Representative Solberg's concern, he certainly had testimony, but this bill's a little bit of a moving target in the sense that since there are active negotiations going along, I guess I'm concerned about sticking it on the register right now because it does lock out groups who ultimately may not be comfortable with things. And I once again don't see the harm of just letting this sit for a week, and if things work themselves out, this doesn't have to be a partisan issue. We have members of the majority and members of the minority who at least want to make sure that everyone's concerns get fleshed out, and the committee process hasn't done that so far. So I think we need to wait a little bit.
Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Is it the normal practice of this committee to not move forward bills because they're controversial? I've never heard that before.
Well, Representative Johnson, obviously if the bill's gone through four committees, and I'm not sure what the votes were, but they may have been close, and there are several bills that are put on the register and forwarded, there is controversy, and members amend them on the floor and through the process, and I would expect that to be the case here, potentially. Given what little I know about this, but what I'm hearing right now, sure. Representative Tenza.
Sure, Representative Johnson, this bill missed the deadline. I mean, the point is, we're not trying to raise fusses about the rules, although I would point out not a single DFL bill is on here. And plenty of our members had bills that got stuck between committees that, quite frankly, are particularly controversial. But, we're not raising a fuss about that. We're letting other issues go through. This bill, I'm sure, can get worked out. It's just not there yet. And I'm not sure why we want to push a controversial bill that has failed the deadline and be pushing that forward. Why not make sure the process works itself through and we at least make this a somewhat more palatable bill to all the groups that are involved?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Boudreaux, I think, was first.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure if members of the committee are aware of the bill, what we're even talking about. I mean, I'm assuming most people have some knowledge that this is a bill that was worked out with labor and business, and something that's been worked on for several years. It's been to us before. Obviously, the controversy is that some parties don't agree that we're not in the negotiating and working out the original bill. So whether we would ever satisfy everyone is really the question, and maybe we won't. And so maybe the bill, I don't know about its success, but it was something that was worked out, and I think we have to have some respect for that.
And I think Representative Johnson mentioned the advisory council
Normally
makes these recommendations, and they were a little late in coming forward, if that was correct.
Well, yeah, Mr. Chair, Johnson. I mean, it did not come to us in time to get through all four committees.
Representative Solberg.
Well, Mr. Chair, I looked at the path of the bill, and it's gone to jobs and health and human services and judiciary and civil law. But Section 21 has a rulemaking authority, and rules should be, then it should have gone to job office as well. I know there's a provision, I think, in our rules for something to be notified and that kind of thing, but I know Representative Seifert and others are very concerned about, and you don't have to cover up your face, Marty. are very concerned about, and rightly so, about the ability to give agencies the ability to adopt rules. and we may or may not